What's up, fellas? We're go here on Crossfire episode 8. We go around, everyone answers questions based off some feedback off last time. We'll go 3-2-1 on answers, or 3-2-1-0. Wait,
well, there is four of us.
Drew. We're missing Drew. So that threw me off.
Oh, there he is.
Drew's back.
Can't so, figure it out. That's what we'll do on this one. With us tonight, we have Ace.
Aloha.
We got Coach Brian.
What's up?
We got Drew.
Hello.
And Rob.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We'll just jump right into it here. Actually, gonna do something a little different. You got like 5 seconds to answer. Random trivia question right now. If somebody gets it, they get a point.
Oh, shit.
Who's thrown the most passing touchdowns in a season in XFL history?
Ooh. Starkey.
It is Starkey.
Fuck, that
so
was good.
So Ace starts out with a point.
Wow.
Boom.
We'll go Ace.
Coming in hot.
Brian, Drew, Rob, getting everyone written down. All right, Ace, lead us off. What two users are the safest survivor pick? So, like, taking Jack over me, something like that, for example.
For me, it's there's a long, long history here, but it's Pride over Biz. And Pride lives in Biz's head. You see that matchup on, you could pick Pride every time. And it's, I just told Rob, I said, if you're not going in with confidence, you already lost the game, and Biz has no confidence against Pride.
Okay, Brian.
I hate saying this, but it's Wings. His division sucks, and he just doesn't lose during the regular season. Like, it could be Jack, but I think Wings has a worse division. So I'm going Wings. He doesn't lose basically ever. Easy.
Well, who are you taking him over specifically?
Oh, it has to be against somebody. Oh, then Wings over Bracket, because Bracket sucks. twice a season, I know I can go there.
Okay, Drew.
The AFC South over Sean, 100%.
Savage. I see he's doing that bad this year, but what about the first 2 years? Was he
Sean still the down? First 2 years?
Yeah, was he still? I thought it was like a bloodbath between all the teams that weren't you.
I don't even remember if Sean beat anybody from the AFC South, to be honest.
Dang. And then Rob, what do you got?
Well, if we're talking last year, it'd be Josh over me in a heartbeat, because I only beat him one time and however many appearances, 14 times 2, 28. But if we're talking about this year, I'd take Jack over Heath.
Didn't Heath beat Jack once?
He was close. I don't think he ever beat him.
I thought he beat him season 1.
Season 39, he did.
Yeah, so that one's tough. we'll go with we'll give Ace the full 3. We'll give Brian 2 there. Drew 1. We got to give Rob 0 since the crowd said he's already won, you know. Question 2, Brian leads us off. What should the XFL have? Or, like, what can we implement something exciting to celebrate season 50, which is coming up?
Ah, man. Something exciting to celebrate season 50. I'd go with our own dynamic dev system. So instead of, like, leaving it up to Madden's just, like, bullshit, you know, maybe you're in the top 5 of passing or something like that, you know, have our own actual dynamic dev system where we can just, you know, we know what has to happen, and the commissioner gives it out at the end of the year. So something I think everybody would want, and it gives us more control over the game because Matt and EA just can't figure it out.
I like that. Would you go about, like, adding one or two people from staff, and maybe, like, that's just their thing they worry about? They round up all the stats, and they say,
I think it would have to be a
100%.
I think it's a big enough thing where even if it's not somebody on staff, you know, you put together a couple people that are you know, trustworthy, obviously, and into it, and you know, they can put it together, and kind of have like Nick oversee it. And I think, you know, you'd have something rolling pretty good after a couple seasons.
All right, Drew, what do you got for us?
I want the merch. I want XCFL 50 merch. Get the gold logo on there. Do something nice. Just get something out already.
I don't know if Nick was trolling, but he said merch could come out tonight, potentially.
I didn't see that.
Like, what are you going? Hoodie? Snapback cap? What are you doing?
I would get a hoodie. I'd buy a hoodie. Wear it at the gym. Sure. Wear it when I'm losing my games. Rob, what do you got for us on that one?
Well, based off what you guys are saying, what I kind of was scheming in my head is, wouldn't it be great if one night we had like a trade night prior to the trade deadline that didn't count against our four trades, so people could kind of loosen up a little bit maybe and trade a little bit more? Because right now, there's not many trades going on this year. But it seems like every year, everybody kind of calculates out, I got four trades and that's it, I'm done. Maybe we have just like one night where they kind of loosen the strings and maybe you can make a couple trades.
That's interesting. So just one night, doesn't matter really when it is, and it's just a blowout. Like any trade goes, basically.
Yeah, the purge.
Just an open just an open night, and then everything goes back to normal. You know, if you had two trades going into it, you'd still have two trades coming out of it.
Very interesting idea. Ace.
I kind of went a different direction for this. I think season 50, we needed to do a Vegas thing. Make it a celebration.
Everybody goes to Vegas?
Road trip to Vegas? Yeah, I could see. I think a live draft, a live team draft would be pretty cool if we could figure that out, or like you Skype in or something if you can't make it.
That would be fun too, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
We'll go. I really like the dev system. So we'll give Brian the three.
Hey.
Rob the trade night, because that's an interesting idea. We'll give him two. We'll give Ace one on that. Question three, Drew leads us off. What user do you have as the next one out? For whatever reason.
Like the next one gone?
Yeah, gone.
Oof.
They could just be busy with work. This question is always funny to see the answers.
I was gonna say busy. I think he's about off. I think he's about off the edge. I thought I looked at the points scored, and I saw he like through like five or six games he scored under 70 points. So if I was in a situation, I would be gone long ago.
That's an interesting thought, because when I tend to get super frustrated and it starts to build up on me, it's when I can't score at all. That's when it just eats at you the most. So I like that. Rob, what do you got?
Wow. You know, I'm only going to say this because, you know, I know Aries has been like one of the last games that I've seen. I've seen it in chat a few times, and by no means do I wish any ill will, because
I feel you.
I like TJ a lot.
Early in the cycle, I would say hands. That's definitely cooled down. Came to a head with the re-signing. What was that?
Orlando
Not
Brown.
Last offseason, but the season before. Where they advanced.
You always got to wonder about some of these new, you know, is going to be able to stick around. He's having some success. Yeah, so hopefully he does. So just to mix it up, I'm going
to
select Doble.
Yeah,
just
to be
he's
clear,
the new
this
guy.
Isn't wishing anyone gone. It's just simply, if you had to throw a dollar on it, who would you see as the next person gone? So like somebody in the league we'd like to get rid of. Brian, you want to?
Yeah, mine's all the good ones I think are taken. I'm going with Hammer as the next one to go, and here's my reasoning. Hammer, like, I played in the division for a long time with him, and he loves the league, loves Madden, but like, or not, he doesn't love Madden. He playing in the league, but he's pissed when he loses, and Bears are going to have a really rough season, and he's just going to say, fuck this. I think it happens.
Combined with the actual Bears, I like I like Dolphins. 3 to Drew. Got to give 3-1 to Brian.
Hey,
there.
Drew get,
question 4, Rob Lee.
Drew gets the pity handout.
he said yeah. What user on the wait list would you have taking that person's spot? What user on the wait list is next in? And Ross,
I'm going to go with Hey Bob. He came in a few questions. I'm wanting to say he knows a couple people. Maybe he plays in a couple different leagues. It seems like there was somebody, I don't know if Racket or Hammer, there was somebody that was kind of chit chat and back and forth would be the guy I'm saying.
Interesting. Ace.
I'm gonna go with Old Face and Zethius. You know, he's a guy that's been around, been in the league before, been checking in pretty often. So I think we see him and Old Face
return. Yeah, I forgot he was on there when before this, but yeah, he's been in chat and everything. Brian.
Those were my first one was Bob, my second one was Zeth. Now I'm looking at the waitlist game schedule, and I played the Oof Daddy or whatever that name is. And it wasn't like he's pretty good. He did all the right things in the playing game, so like you got to respect that. I also played Smokes in the playing game, and he did all the right things too, though. So, the guy seemed good. He's checked in, a few times, asking if people are gone. He seems like he wants to be a part of it. So, good luck to Drew, because there's nobody left that I can remember.
That's not a bad pick, because he even did Vegas picks, and I've seen him in YouTube chat as well.
Yeah,
and cool. I never knew how to read his name until you said it like that. It was just a bunch of letters.
I don't know if I'm right there.
I'll take it, though. It gives us something to call him. And then, Drew, who do you got?
Well, 1, 2, and 3 were gone already. So let's go with...
There's a long-tenured person still on the list.
Yeah, but I was going Air V.
Oh, okay.
Oh, who the hell were you talking about?
Savvy Yayo, man. He's been on the waitlist for like two years.
I just saw that name. I don't know who he is. But Air V, maybe they're going in, another COVID lockdown. He has nothing to do. I mean, we'll take another Euro when he has nothing to do.
That question's tough going last, but it is what it is. I'm going to go basically in order answered. So I'll give Rob the 3. Ace 2. Brian won. Sucks to go last on that one. and then Ace leads us off. All right, say Nick leaves the league overnight, and the league survives without him. Who do we vote in as commish?
This is a tough question here. I racked my brain on this because
there's only one wrong answer, and we all know that.
Yeah. Right. So I'm gonna go with a guy that's an assistant commish right now that's not named Regan, and that's gonna be J-Mo.
Interesting. Do you have reasoning? Or he's just not.
Yeah, because he's already, because at least Nick has already thought he's good enough to be an assistant commish, but he's not Regan.
That's true. All right. Brian, who do you got?
I'm throwing a little bit of a, not crazy, I think, but I'm going with the man that just spoke, Ace, as the new commish who keeps it running. Ace is involved with all the content. He is level-headed. Him and Nick, I've done the podcast with Nick and Van, and Ace is always in there, talking and stuff. And, he understands it. He gets it. So I think Ace would be a very, very good candidate to keep this thing rolling at the same exact pace that Nick does.
Drew.
Oh my god, terrible. This is tough. But I'm actually gonna go you Grizz. So I mean, I better get three. But I mean, all the stuff you do, content, everything. You're active. The All-Star Game's great. I mean, you're next for me.
I think. I don't think you were in here, but Brian and Ace sold my stint as staff. I'm pretty sure Brian was already in it.
It didn't go very long.
Oh boy!
It was 3 days, and I was three games, and I was out of the league. Rob, who do you got?
Well, I'd love to pick my boy Regan, but it sounds like that would be death on any hope for points. So I'll avoid that. Although I think a lot of Regan. He's kind of been my mentor, but no, I'm going to kind of throw just a little bit of a curve to this. Something like that would happen. Nick would ride off into the sunset, which we'd hate. I would wonder if somebody like a Kylo would come back. He has a lot of technical knowledge. He's worked well with Grizz. He's worked well with Nick. He's worked well with several different people. I know there were some creative ideals there that just kind of affected everything according to the announcements, but I'm going to throw a curveball and say Kylo.
I honestly, where I thought you were going that when you said curveball, someone comes back. I thought you were going to go with Brent, which would have been,
I thought he was going there.
Yeah.
I thought Brent too.
I'll give Brian the three. I could definitely see Ace doing it. I'll give Drew the two. Because he went outside the box with the Grizz answer, and we'll give JMO one for Ace.
Well, in that case, I'm saying Regan then.
Oh god,
I don't mind. Regan does a lot. I think he's perfect in his assistant commish role. I don't know if you could give him, you know, carte blanche. He'd be completely unreeled in. Question six. Which player has had the most impressive offensive season so far? And that's Brian.
The most impressive offensive season so far? It has to be Jack, right?
Individual player.
Oh, so individual player. Oh, then I'm going to go with his running back, Zaire Steele. He's got like over like 800 yards. I just pulled it up. He's averaging 7.3 a carry with 11 TDs. That's unbelievable. And he's just a rookie, and he's hidden dev, so there's no way he doesn't just have an unreal year, which he already is having with this guy, and he's going to be terrifying going forward.
I agree with that. Drew, who do you got?
I'm going Solomon Thomas. Brackett, I told Brackett forever that he needs a guy where, you know, Brackett throws the wrong color jerseys a lot. and all his receivers were under like 5'10". So, I mean, you know, it's a pick city with that. I told him he needs Solomon Thomas. And right now, I mean, he's almost at 1,000 yards. He's got 10 touchdowns, 122 yards a game. That's the guy that Brackett can throw to. It's terrible reads, but I mean, he catches them.
True. Rob.
Robbie Coleman. I'm telling you, last year, Ihiggy had a tough year. Quote unquote, you know, people can say what they want. I shared an office with him. You know, he was all in on the Robbie Coleman Kool-Aid for a long time. So he got him through for 419 yards, beat Nick last night in a big comeback win. He's one to watch for those who took the field in the, who could win the Super Bowl. Could be one to watch. Higgy's coming.
I like that. Ace.
This one was easy for me. Patrick Mahomes. Tosh got him rolling at 19 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and he's completing passes at 82%. I think he's far and away the best offensive player so far this season.
These are all great answers. I like the Coleman pick. We'll go because Coleman's stats, I think, are pretty relative to Mahomes, and he's a rookie. What Thomas has done is amazing. What Steele's done is amazing. What Mahomes has done. I like Coleman enough to go three on that, and everyone else gets one.
Well, fair enough.
Oof.
Fair enough.
They're all pretty even. Question seven. So it's the same question, but defensive player. And that is Drew.
I'm going to go DeAndre Brown, Boone's free safety that is an 82 speed. He's got, what, three forced fumbles, two interceptions, four tackles for loss, 35 tackles. I mean, it's not crazy stats, but, you know, we're halfway, and I mean, he's not doing too bad. I mean, Boone's defense is on the field all the time, so his stats will keep going up.
Rob.
Well, again, I'm giving this guy way too much glory tonight, but Higgy got a guy in the fourth round named Mosley, a 21-year-old corner. I think he's trash, personally, but I hear about him all day long. When he's not talking about Coleman, he's talking about Mosley. And he's actually having a pretty decent season. Higgy's convinced he's going to have his man coverage up to like 89 before the end of this first year, which would be very impressive. So if he keeps it up, he could be the one to watch. I think he's got a few picks already and done pretty well.
Ace.
My pick is Bobby Wagner with the Seahawks. This guy, even though he's got a rookie linebacker right next to him that, you know, he's trying to get him to defensive rookie of the year, Wagner is putting up some ridiculous numbers. He's got 30 tackles. He's got a fumble recovery. He's got an interception that he took back for a pick six. He's got passes defended. When you play this guy, it's literally like he's playing at every level, at safety, linebacker, and D-line. He's all over the place. And just unbelievable player to me.
Brian.
I'm going with my own guy. I'm going with Derek Brown. He's tied for the league in sacks with 7. He has a forced fumble, but it's more than just the sacks and everything. He basically won me the game against Regan by getting a throw out of sack animation picked off. He did the same thing against Pride. He basically won me the Super Bowl. He's unbelievable. And just the fact that he can just shed blocks instantly and throw the offensive guard on the ground and get to the quarterback is just an absolute game changer. So for me, it's Derek Brown.
All great answers again. So we give Drew the 3. And I like Derek Brown. And I like the ringing and door. Horseman, hey Rob, Leo College game.
Well, make it 21 and 22 year olds that's in the game with an opportunity for a dev upgrade, because I think those are going to be the most intriguing ones when we're scouting. But I love the ideal of having the wheel spin. So that would be my main thing, is just watch the age.
Here's my thing with the age. So I see both sides point, but if you make a 23-year-old good because of the wheel spin, then have you kind of deepened the draft a little bit? Because now you could take the 23-year-old with the wheel spin or the 21-year-old.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's true.
So I definitely see both sides, because, I mean, getting a 21-year-old with the wheel spin, that's jackpot. That's amazing. Ace, what do you got?
I'd like to see the coaches get more involved somehow. Maybe pick playbooks or some sort of settings or something to see if get them some skin in the game to where they could affect the performance. I don't know how to do that, but it would be nice to figure something like that out. Because it was, you know, me and Pride was coaching, but I really didn't feel that connected to the game.
I feel you. I think we asked you for books, but I asked you too late. I think I asked you basically last minute. So then yeah. I just had to make an assumption. And we're not going to use custom playbooks again, because that was terrible. Brian, what do you got?
I'm going to say make the two coaches that are doing it have some type of, you know, either their own Twitter, like make them permanent and have them either do their own Twitter account or do like a press conference or do something. So like there's almost a year round, like a season long, each season there's always some type of content behind it. So like if it's Ace and Pride again, like they have their own separate Ace and Pride, you know, college all-star game coaching account, and they can, you know, fire out tweets and like constantly update and do things like that. So like, it just, it isn't those few weeks. It's everything.
I like that. Drew.
Jesus Christ. Well, I really don't know what else you could say to make him better other than, I mean, you know, I like watching the pass, make him pass all the time. But I don't know. I don't know if you could change the stadium or anything. Fucking make him play in a parking lot or some shit. Just make it look crazy. Make him play in a parking lot. I mean, you know, Madden can't even get regular games to go. So, I mean, parking lot probably wouldn't work. But if it did, it would be pretty dope.
Just what you guys were answering, kind of going off like a mixture of Ace's and Brian's thing, I was wondering, it would be kind of cool if we had like four, like I could use the college mod, we had four college teams with like all the players, and we had like a mini playoff. So that two
or like,
teams
play. Yeah. Or have the two coaches do like a schoolyard pick for different
I wanted that they to do that.
Select for their team.
I wanted to do that, but also this time, just to make it easy, I just went with like a line where it's the east side of Texas going up. So everyone on the right is east, everyone on the left's west. I like all those answers. We'll do Ace and Brian 3, Rob 2, Drew gets 1.
Drew gets 1 for wanting to play in downtown Gary, Indiana in some parking lot.
Question 9 for Ace to start us off. Who is the most impressive or significant win on the season?
You know, I think this is going to involve our buddy Brian over here, but it's a game that he lost to J-Mo. And I think this is J-Mo saying, I'm tired of getting made fun of all the time, and I need to start getting some wins. So he's sitting at 4-3 now, but one of those wins was week 5 against Brian, the reigning Super Bowl champ. I think J-Mo takes that one and goes on to 10-6 record.
A little playoff berth action for J-Mo. Brian.
I just want it to be known that I was beating J-Mo by almost 17 points, and then we disconnected late in the third, and I fumbled 3 times in the second game. I tweeted it as a gift to J-Mo to make him feel better, so he felt like he had a chance. The biggest win, though, so far this season, I'm going to go with...
So basically, you choked.
Yeah, like I did the exact opposite I did, you know, when I won.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure we were clear.
Did you guys go clean restart?
Yeah, we went clean restart. Like I was like, both were screw it, and I just, you know, threw 100 picks basically. And fumbles. But I'm gonna go with what Rob was saying earlier. I think the biggest win so far is Higgy beating the Chargers. And I like hate that he tanked and clearly just lost 15 games or whatever on purpose. Like I hate that. But like the fact that he's turned it around this quickly and beating Nick like that is pretty impressive. Like I didn't think he'd be able to just turn it on and turn it off as well as he's done. And I still didn't believe he was that good. And then this win against Nick, I think solidifies that he's got the ability to be really good. And if you can come from behind and score 42 against that defense, you've clearly solidified yourself in that, you know, upper echelon again.
With the Higgy tanking, I don't know if he was necessarily trying his hardest to win games, but I played him last season, and I don't know. We've been talking a lot over the year, and we're like telling each other what works, what doesn't work. We're trying to figure it out. So I think it's a pretty genuine turnaround from last season to this season. But I definitely see, you know, he's a 2-time Super Bowl winner, so 1-15 does look sketchy to some people. Drew, who do you got?
I'm going to go all the way back to week 1 with Sparty's win over Van, 34-3. Sparty had a tough couple years. And I mean, I've heard some people talking, you know, Sparty plays kind of like VBD, and I mean, next time I play
What does that VBD, mean, Drew? What does that mean?
It means that next time I play VBD, I'm giving him a force win so I don't have to sit there and just like stare at the screen and watch, just not being able to stop him at all. But I mean, Sparty's been competing a lot better this year. So I mean, his wide receivers, you know, great.
And then Rob.
Well, I'm kind of disappointed that nobody named this one. It would be my victory over the undefeated Wings this evening. By the time this comes out, it'll be, you know, this broadcast will happen after that victory's already happened, and everybody's going to be pretty shocked.
I had no idea that. I actually have no idea that even did happen.
No, it's going to happen.
It hasn't.
It will be happening here in about an hour and a half or so, maybe 2 hours, depending on when advance is, but that's certainly the plan. So
yeah, sure.
Listen, Rob, we're all pulling for you. I like the confidence.
I got to have it.
I like the Sparty fine. We'll give 3 to Drew. I like Higgy's win over the Chargers was big. I like JMO over Brian. That's good for old JMO out there, the old ball coach. And then I like the creativity on the Rob answer, so we'll give him one. Brian's going to lead us off on the last question. You can have one roster going forward, so take into account, you know, future picks like the Jaguars. They have like 2 firsts, I think, in every remaining draft. Take into account division opponents now, how it sits. Which roster would you guys want to have the rest of the cycle starting now?
So what you're saying, just so I understand it, like I could take the current team in the NFL against the division opponents that we have in.
No, like XCFL. The current XCFL roster. Whose would you love to have for going forward? You can pick your own.
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm picking my own.
Panthers?
I have a 99 throw power quarterback. I have fucking speed all over the field. My defense is every guy other than my 2 middle linebackers is like 25 or younger and just getting better and also really fast. Like, not trying to toot my own horn because, like, I kind of lucked into it with Samuel and McCaffrey and Moore and everything, but, like, I was able to get myself in a spot where I feel like I can be, like, very good for a long time, and it's fun to play with. Like, I can just chuck the ball down the field for, you know, 60 yards at a time because Samuel outruns everybody and Allen doesn't have a cap. And I played with Teddy Bridgewater, and it sucks to do anything differently. So I'm going with the Panthers.
Do you do the Allen trade again? I don't remember what you gave up.
Yeah, I gave up Brian Burns in a first, and I think I actually almost feel bad for Rob because I don't think Burns has worked out because of the way pass rush has been this season. And like, I didn't know that going into the trade. I was really, I actually would have, if I knew what I knew now, I probably would have gave up Burns, D-Jax, and a first for Kyler Murray because I just like playing with Murray, but like, At the time, I wasn't going to do that because I thought Burns would be better than he is. And the defensive ends, especially the pass rush, is just brutal. So would have 100% do the Allen trade again.
Rob, would you do the Allen trade again? Knowing what you know now?
No, I probably wouldn't. Only because he's my favorite player. And the normal dev is really what just drove me to the edge. Now, the Burns... Absolutely. I love the Burns. I love the fact that even though, and to Brian's point, even though the edge rushing isn't what it was like the last Madden, I was able to use that first round pick I got to get Malachi Warwick and Burns. So I've been able to beef up my defense, but I do miss Allen. I'm still looking for the replacement to him, and the search will continue.
That was just interesting. We had both people there from like one of the biggest blockbuster trades of the cycle, and now enough time's passed, you can kind of evaluate it fairly. So that was interesting. But Drew, what do you got with the final question?
I'm going with the Bengals. I'm not going to be a guy to put up 68 on anyone, but I mean, the defensive backs are great. I would love to use that wide receiver he drafted. What's his name? Peoples. That's probably crazy. The only thing that I think needs work on his team is a defensive tackle and an outside linebacker. And I mean, those are two positions that I could dev the shit out of. So, I mean, I'd be set if I had that Bengals roster. And Burrow's nice as hell, too.
I like these two answers so far, but I think we're missing a team. Let's see if Robert Ace hits it. Rob, what do you got?
Well, I'm going to say bracket squad, and the reason why I'm going to say that is Solomon Thomas he's a stud. He's pretty sweet. You got Lamar Jackson who brings a lot of intangibles to the game. That's just the middle linebacker. Queen. I mean, he's just got a lot of talent.
It's another interesting one. And then Ace. I have a feeling Ace sticks with Wilcox, but what do you got for us, Ace?
I have the team that I've always wanted. I got my Rams, my favorite. I love the roster that I've been able to put together already. I know I'm a good team builder, but I've just never stuck around, been able to have a full cycle on the XFL, but this, and you know, that's what I'm trying to do. And I think I'm going to have that here, just a combo of AD and Ramsey. And, you know, I got safeties that no one knows about that are pretty solid. My offense at every level, I love it. So I have the team that I want.
I like the answers. Here's what I would have went with: Corey Simpson, Jabari Mills, Taylor Clancy, Devontae Spencer, superstar corner. I would have went Falcons, but I respect the other opinions. Corey Simpson, 90 speed, like that'd be fun to just mess around with, and he's 23. Let's see here. I like Ace sticking it out with his quarterback. So we'll give Ace the 3 there.
Yes, sir.
Bengals have a good roster. Bracket has a great roster. Panthers have a great West. Ace, since you have no skin in this fight, who between Brian, Drew, and Rob, which answer did you like the most?
You know, Brian's answer was similar to mine. He's got his favorite team, and he's got his roster where he wants it, so I like that one.
All right, well,
there we go.
There you have it. We'll give Brian the 2. We'll give Rob 1. So that'll put our final tally. Rob scoops 14. Drew scoops 14. Ace is at 18. Oh, shit. And Brian's at 18.
Oh.
I shouldn't have done that. I should have just picked the...
Just put me and Brian on the mat. You know, we're in the same weight class. Uh-oh. We can duke it out.
Hey, Drew and Rob, you both got a point to vote for this final question. And who just let us off? Brian let us off. Ace, what's the toughest division right now in the XFL?
NFC West. I mean, we had the best, you know, most competitive division top to bottom last season.
And Brian?
It's not even close. It's the AFC West because Higgy, Tosh, and Nick are just elite users. They're and now Tosh is back from football. He's at the top of his game. Higgy's done with his tank bullshit and Nick's Nick. So it's like, you know, and Dave's not bad. Like Dave's not bad. Dave will figure it out after a year or two. So I gotta go. The AFC West, even with Kylo gone, is still above everybody else by a solid chunk.
Drew and Rob, where are we going with that?
Without a doubt, it's the AFC West. That is gonna be murderer's row, especially when Dave gets acclimated to this new game.
You still here?
Yeah. I like the NFC West answer.
Oh my God.
Well, that doesn't help anybody.
But it's I'm gonna go
double overtime.
I'm gonna go with the AFC West. I'm gonna tie break it. There's so many Super Bowls. So just off that, the NFC West is great for like winning inside of the NFC West. But I think the AFC West is gonna make noise outside of the AFC West on top of hard to win. In the AFC, if I explain that well, I don't know, probably not.
Well, if I'm honest, Brian would have beat me in wrestling too. So congrats, Brian.
That was a great show, Brian. The floor is yours to say whatever.
To say whatever I want. It's been fun this last couple cycles, and you know, everybody keeps rolling. Like the hardest question there was the. Who would be the next guy to leave? Because I think we're like at like a very good point where we have like 32 very good guys who all do the right things. You know, other than, you know, a few mishaps with scoring, but like we all seem to just, you know, do the right thing. And hey, it you know, it's been good. So do we just, you know, keep this thing rolling, get quick advances in? I'm sitting home for the next 2 weeks. So, you know, I know you guys like me a lot, so you'll probably really work hard at doing that.
All right.
Fantastic.
That Great show. I mean, top to bottom, all those answers were super hard to judge. So I think I'm gonna have to get like a full time link referee so I don't have to deal with it. But thanks for coming on, guys. And we'll see you guys on the next one.
Of course, later.
Later, guys. Later.